Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Dorothy Fields, Dream Some Dreams, Pop Off, and Take a Giant Leap. To get us started, last week, July 15th, marked the birth in 1905 of lyricist Dorothy Fields to the very successful vaudevillian Lou Fields and his wife Rose. Dorothy grew up surrounded by the New York theater crowd, and after finishing school, she was employed as a drama teacher. Around 1924, she met J. Fred Coots, and the two of them wrote a few songs together. Although nothing was published, she decided to switch her career to songwriting. She met Jimmy McHugh, who asked her to provide some lyrics for him, and her first success came with I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, which was originally written for the revue Del Mar's Revels. It failed in that show, but became a big hit for Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards in Blackbirds of 1928. During the 1930s, Fields and McHugh were based in Hollywood, where they wrote songs for over a dozen films. Dorothy began working with other composers, including Jerome Kern, with whom she won an Oscar for The Way You Look Tonight from Swing Time. She moved back to New York in 1939 and continued working in theater and writing songs into the 1970s. Dorothy Fields died of a stroke on March 28, 1974, at age 68. Here are three Dorothy Fields lyrics, starting off with one of 11 versions I have of I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby.
The day and complete the day with the sun in my heart. all my worry blew away when you taught me how to say, grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Perfect sweetheart, not a real one, just a dream, but a wonderful vision of us as a team. Can you imagine how I feel now? Love is real now, it's ideal. Why, you're just what I wanted, and now it's nice to live, paradise to live. I know why love waited. I know why I've been blue. I dreamed each night of someone exactly like you. I love the things you tell me. I love the things you say. Why, I could fight for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand my foolish little scheme. I'm scheming dreams I'm dreaming. I don't want my freedom. I've changed my point of view. I bound my heart to someone exactly like you. I know why love waited. I know why I've been blue. I dreamed each night of someone exactly like you. I love the things you tell me. I love the things you say. Why, I could fight for someone exactly me like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand my foolish little scheme. I'm scheming dreams I'm dreaming. I don't want my freedom. I've changed my point of view. I've bound my heart to someone exactly like you.
A trio of lyrics by Dorothy Fields, born July 15, 1905. We open the show with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders and Hal White vocalizing on I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, from May 17, 1928. Then it was Grace Hayes on May 1, 1930, and On the Sunny Side of the Street from Lou Leslie's International Review. Vaudeville headliner Grace Hayes was also a film star, appearing in King of Jazz in 1930, and starring in Rainbow Over Broadway in 1933 and 1941's Zis Boom Ba. In 1947, Grace Hayes bought the Red Rooster Club, a casino on the Las Vegas Strip, renovated it, and renamed it the Grace Hayes Lodge. And, by the way, Grace Hayes was entertainer Peter Lind Hayes' mother. And we just heard Exactly Like You, Harry Richman, in March of 1930. That's also from Lou Leslie's International Review, which starred Gertrude Lawrence and Florence Moore, and featured choreography by Busby Berkeley, but ran for just 95 performances. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM Avalon and KISL.org, and on demand 24/7 on RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, June 16th in 1934, the NBC Red Radio Network premiered the musical drama Dreams Come True. It was a show about baritone singer Barry McKinley and his novelist sweetheart. So here to commemorate the debut of Dreams Come True are some songs about dreams, starting off with the star of Dreams Come True, Barry McKinley.
Thank you.
Some dreamy songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut on June 16, 1934 on NBC Radio of Dreams Come True. We began with Dick McDonough and his orchestra and My Cabin of Dreams. That record is eligible for Medicare tomorrow when it celebrates its 65th birthday, having been recorded on July 15, 1937. The vocalist on My Cabin of Dreams was Barry McKinley, who was the subject and star of Dreams Come True. Then it was one of only two known recordings by Hunter's Serenaders, Dreaming About My Man, recorded April 21, 1931. Written by Woods and Floyd, who I guess would be Henry Woods, the band's arranger, and Noble Floyd, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. Lloyd Hunter's Serenaders was a Black Territory band based in Omaha, Nebraska. Trumpeter Lloyd Hunter formed his own six-piece band in 1924, and by 1927, it had become an eight-piece band. The band toured the Southwest, playing one-nighters, and by 1929 was heard on radio stations in York, Lincoln, and Omaha, Nebraska. In 1931, the band, now comprising 12 pieces, went on a national tour featuring blues singer Victoria Spivey, who we heard on Dreaming About My Man. At the time, Spivey was married to Hunter's second trumpet, Reuben Floyd. And we finished that dream set of songs with Pearly Breed's Shepherd Colonial Orchestra and Tell Me, Dreamy Eyes. The vocalist on that November 23, 1924 recording was Frank Cornwell, who also played violin in the band. Later in the 1920s, Pearly Breed migrated to Europe and for several years made a number of recordings with Bert Ambrose, the Rhythmic Eight, Noble Sissle, and others. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a request or a comment about the show? We'd love to hear from you. You can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, July 16th, marked the birth in 1907 of agricultural scientist Orville Redenbacher. After a reported 30,000 attempts, he co-created a new hybrid variety of popping corn called Snowflake, which was lighter and fluffier than other varieties. Redenbacher became a celebrity when his countenance, featuring his horn-rimmed glasses and bow tie, appeared on the label of popping corn bearing his name. Orville Redenbacher died September 19, 1995. So here to commemorate Orville Redenbacher are some pop songs, beginning with Kay Kaiser and his orchestra.
Hey, Pop, I don't want to go to work.
Here, Harry Babbitt, and state your case, son.
Hey, Pop.
Yes, son.
I don't want to go to work.
What's that?
Work is such a lot of bother. I'd rather not bother today. And anyway, I don't want to go to work. Hey, Pop.
Yes.
I don't want to go to work.
Huh?
Can't I sleep a little longer and snore pop some more pop just today? And anyway,
what?
I don't want to go to work. I had a wahoo hootin' highfalutin' time last night. Oh gee, I'm in a whirl. I met a girl and I didn't leave till 3. So Pop,
I'm a listening.
I don't want to go to work.
Oh no?
Can't you see that I got home just now? And anyhow, don't start a row. Just say that for today I won't have to go to work.
Well,
I don't want to go to work. Hey, Pop. Oh, come on, Pop. Please, Pop. I don't want to go to
a lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart. Without a warning word, a charming voice is heard, and suddenly pop goes your heart. When life is just a bowl of withered fruit, so sour and dry, you just want to cry. Then presto change, oh you're in love, and life is a cherry pie. You don't amount to much, then someone's hand you touch, and suddenly pop goes your heart. The clouds of gray roll away on the day your love dreams get their start. What if you chance to quarrel? You'll say goodbye and then, quite unexpectedly, that lovely face you see, and suddenly pop goes your heart again. Thank you.
I love that record. Some songs to mark the birth on July 16th, 1907 of popcorn magnate Orville Redenbacher. So, do you suppose Orville's kids referred to him as Pop? Well, we began with Kay Kaiser in his orchestra and Hey Pop, I Don't Want to Go to Work from November 28th, 1939. The vocalist was Harry Babbitt. Then, from 1935, it was Alan Kane with the Lou Stone Band and Pop Goes Your Heart, written by Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel. Drummer-vocalist Alan Kane was born Arthur Keiselman in London in 1913. Lou Stone's was the first of 38 bands with which he sang between 1933 and 1950, when he formed his own band, which he led until 1983. And we just heard Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with a Don Redman arrangement of Pop Off from 1927. I like that record. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, July 21st in 1969 at 10:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, astronaut Neil Armstrong, pilot of the lunar spacecraft the Eagle, took one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind as he made the first footsteps on the surface of the moon. So to commemorate Neil Armstrong's moonwalk, here are some moon songs, beginning with Whispering Jack Smith.
Now boys were made for girls and girls were made for boys, made to share each other's cares and joys, and life without a mate is like an empty plate. And what did Adam say before he met his fate? There ain't no sense sitting on the fence all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no thrill by the watermill all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. Love's a farce sitting on the grass all by yourself in the moonlight. Now he's must have their she's and she's must have their he's, otherwise there'd be no family trees. Why, even in the zoos they keep them there in twos, otherwise there'd be no little kangaroos. There ain't no sense sitting on a fence all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no thrill by the watermill all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. It's insane swinging down the lane all by yourself in the moonlight. Now it gets your goat riding in a boat all by yourself in the moonlight. And it's all a fake swimming in a lake all by yourself in the moonlight. Now it don't make sense sitting upon the sands whispering to yourself, ain't the scenery grand? There ain't no vim when you go to swim all by yourself in the moonlight. The butterflies all by yourself in the moonlight, and you'll agree that you're poor company all by yourself in the moonlight. When you're alone, it doesn't bring delight kissing yourself hello, kissing yourself goodnight, and there ain't no kick, gosh, it makes you ill all by yourself in the moonlight. Now there ain't no sense sitting on the fence all by yourself in the moonlight. And there ain't no thrill by the watermill
all by yourself in the moonlight.
There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. Love's a farce sitting on the grass.
Hurrah!
I beg your pardon, gentlemen.
Ranting.
All by yourself in the moon.
Thank you.
saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows of the night that poets find beguiling seem flat as the noonlight. With no one to stay up for, I went to sleep at 10. Life was a bitter cup for the saddest of all men. Somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Thank you.
Some moon songs to commemorate Neil Armstrong's moonwalk on July 21, 1969. We began with Carol Gibbons and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra on December 28, 1928, with Whispering Jack Smith vocalizing on All By Yourself in the Moonlight, written by Jay Wallace. Next, it was Turner Layton and Clarence Johnstone in 1935 and Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon. And Layton and Johnstone were followed by B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra from March 7, 1929, and Carolina Moon, written by Benny Davis and Joe Burke. The vocalist was Theo Alban. Benjamin Adolphus Rolfe was born in New York on October 24, 1879. B.A. Rolfe's father was A.B. Rolfe, who was also a band leader. Rolfe's Coast to Coast Network radio show, The Lucky Strike Dance Hour, broadcast three times a week between 1928 and 31, during which time Rolfe played 7,460 dance tunes on 468 shows. Benny Rolfe died on April 23, 1956, in Walpole, Massachusetts, at the age of 76. Next week, we'll be celebrating our second anniversary. Yep, the 104th show on KISL. We'll be live in the KISL studio in Avalon, and we'll be giving away a CD on the timeless historical label, Ragtime to Jazz, Volume 2. And as a matter of fact, you're going to hear a record from that CD here in just a few minutes. So I hope you'll tune in to 88.7 FM or www.kisl.org next Sunday evening at 6. Originally, I was going to play another set of moon songs to commemorate the lunar landing. Then I thought of the One Small Step quote again. So here's Jan Garber and his orchestra.
Thank you. dishes and rolling pins, pots and pans, silverware, furniture, old tin cans. Around a flat we're flying, I hear a lady crying. Neighbors all hollered out, won't you stop? Cut it out, call a cop. Slam went the door, then a man began to roar. Stepping out, now I'm through. Stepping out, done with you. When we wed, we both said life would be one sweet song. But we had lots of words, all the music was wrong. Stepping out, taking air. Stepping out, gonna tell. If you want me night or day, look in any well cafe, and you'll find me stepping out. Everybody in our block knows how wicked you can stop. Purple, Willard, Stepsy too, never had a thing on you. Every night I'd call a cop, oh, but he couldn't make you stop. Each one came and took a chance, flirted with the ambulance. Stepping out, no more fight. Stepping out, night and night. When we met, people said, what a wonderful match. It was all playing ball. When you pitch, I would catch. Stepping out, no remorse. Stepping out means the more. Get a summons out for me. Try to serve it, and you'll see that you'll find me stepping out.
Thank you.
Some musical steps to commemorate One Small Step for Man on January 21, 1969. We begin with Jan Garber and his orchestra on November 13, 1926, and Steppin' Around. The guest banjoist in the band was Harry Reaser, who co-wrote Steppin' Around. Then it was Isham Jones and his orchestra in 1924 with the vocal by Al Jolson and Steppin' Out. And we just heard Lopez and Hamilton's Kings of Harmony Orchestra and Dixieland One Step, an unissued Edison test record, waxed January 9, 1920. Vincent Lopez was born December 30, 1909, and formed his first band in 1917. He formed the five-piece jazz band the Kings of Harmony Orchestra with clarinetist Billy Hamilton at the Tokyo Cafe in New York and emulated the original Dixieland jazz band, as you well heard. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.